And our last headline takes us to the city of brotherly love. So you've got this big Liberty Bell. It's a symbol of the city. And just remember that for the rest of this story. So yesterday, Democrats in Philadelphia went to cast their primary season vote for mayor. And the former city councilman, Michael Nutter, who is African-American, won by double digits. He was a reformer pledged to clamp down on Philly's sky-high crime rate and clean up City Hall corruption. The city's overwhelmingly Democratic, and Nutter is expected to win easily in November. But the lead up to yesterday's vote was nasty. It was a race about race. So we're joined by Robert George now, an editorial page writer for The New York Post and formerly a senior writer for House Speaker Newt Gingrich from 1995 to 1998. Also joining us is Melissa Harris-Lacewell, associate professor of politics and African-American studies at Princeton University. Hi, folks. How you doing?
Hey, it's great to be here.
So Liberty Bell, remember, it's just one of those things that political consultants couldn't help using. So last week, this political group, One Step Closer, it's a 527 in the tax code, released a controversial TV ad in Philadelphia. It attacked Nutter, who has now won the Democratic primary for his stop and frisk crime prevention plan. It featured police confronting civil rights marchers and election watchdogs, called the ad racial. The Philadelphia Inquirer reported that the current mayor, John Street, may have helped raise funds for the ad. Now, here's the weird thing. Both Street and Nutter are black. Here's a clip of the commercial with a little bit of the Liberty Bell.
When this bell first rang, our struggle for liberty had just begun. Through acts of courage and sacrifice, blood and tears, we've come too far, fought too hard to take our rights for granted. As mayor, Michael Nutter wants police to stop and frisk anyone they think has an illegal handgun. But how will they know who has one? Where will they look? Who will they stop? What neighborhoods will be targeted? We need a mayor who understands that protecting all of our rights doesn't require stomping on some of our rights.
So, Robert, you have black versus black, this symbolism of the Liberty Bell housed in Philadelphia. Was this ad racial or racist? Can you have black on black crime in a political sense?
Well, you can certainly have black on black crime in a political sense. There was an Oscar nominated documentary that focused on the really tough mayoral battle 5 years ago between Cory Booker, who was a city councilman in Newark at the time, when he went up against Sharp James, who was the long entrenched black incumbent there, and it was very, very tough and tough. James basically insinuated that Booker was really, even though they were both Democrats, he insinuated that Booker was getting all of his money from white Republicans. He made insinuations about him not dating black women, all of this kind of stuff. So, absolutely. It's a tough ad. I think, though, the fact that Nutter won really demonstrates how much crime and particularly murder became such a salient political issue in Philadelphia. And I think in a weird way, Rudy Giuliani is sort of kind of smiling here, because Nutter appropriated the very controversial stop and frisk policy that Giuliani utilized in helping cut down crime in New York City in the 90s.
Melissa, stop and frisk. You can certainly comment on whether the ad was racial, but also, what do you think about that policy?
Well, I mean, obviously, I think it's a deeply problematic policy from the perspective of our civil rights and liberties. That said, you know, there are some real successes to point to in the case of Rudy Giuliani's New York City in terms of crime reduction. But given that Rudy Giuliani's New York crime reduction also occurred during a period of economic expansion in our country, where people had more opportunities for jobs and education, it's not at all clear that it was sort of a desire or the willingness to, in fact, racially profile, to stomp on civil liberties, to shoot people who were reaching for their wallets. It's not clear that that's what reduced crime so much as it was that what reduced crime was a changing economic environment more broadly.
There's still to this day a question on what's cause and what's effect, because one of the arguments is that the reduction of crime, specifically in New York City, helped make the city appear safer, which helped investment across the board, and also caused more tourists to come back because the city was appearing less dangerous.
Well, and I think that what happens is that you end up with a New York, which is a much better New York for some populations of New Yorkers. I think what Philadelphia, and this particular, it's interesting to frame this around questions of race, because of course Street is the outgoing mayor. He's not actually running against Nutter in this case. And I think the example of the Newark case with James and Booker is apropos here, as we're looking at a new developing population of African-American elected officials who are taking a very different tact vis-a-vis local politics. So in other words, they're buying into this, to these questions.
Let me interrupt you because both of you brought up Giuliani, former New York mayor. Now, we got a couple clips from him about abortion. Listen to this, which was from an interview with Larry King after he had already spoken at a Republican debate.
I am pro-choice, yeah. But I'm also, as you know, always have been against abortion, hate abortion, don't like it, wouldn't personally advise anyone to have an abortion. But I believe a woman has a right to choose.
And this is a little bit of him on last night's second Republican debate.
There are people, millions and millions of Americans, who are as of good conscience as we are, who make a different choice about abortion. And I think in a country where you want to keep government out of people's lives, you have to respect that.
So someone's got his talking points down. Robert?
Well, that was probably the best response that Rudy Giuliani has said on the issue of abortion since the presidential campaign got underway. I mean, for those of us with slightly longer memories than, say, Mayor Giuliani, we are kind of racking our brains about how pronounced and vocal he was against abortion when he was mayor. I mean, it was not surprising when people found that he contributed to Planned Parenthood as late as 1999. So that part of his kind of renovation is open to question. But what he focused on yesterday, I think, was very, very smart in the context of the Republican primary. He's running against a complete field of pro-lifers, and so he's made his point here, saying he's going to be the pro-choice guy, and couching it in the terms of limited government. It'll be interesting, I think, in this crowded field.
But let me ask you this very briefly. You've got Mitt Romney, and then I'm going to go to you, Melissa, because we're closing in on out of time. Mitt Romney, Mormon, very different kind of Republican. Who's going to win the hearts of the Republicans?
Well, this is the key move for the Republican Party, has been to rhetorically move back to the party of Reagan and try to convince Americans that George W. Bush is not the most recent Republican president, but that Ronald Reagan was. Now, Giuliani is doing this, in fact, more beautifully than anyone else. He's talking about limited government. He is really taking the stand. And I'll tell you, the death of Reverend Jerry Falwell is a tragic and yet fascinating political moment here, because there was a time when the way that the Republican Party built its winning coalition did not require pandering to the moral majority or the Christian right. Instead, what they did was they simply stood their ground and expected that part of the population, because they had nowhere to go between Republicans and Democrats, to simply come along. And, you know, right now, Romney, although he looks more presidential, although he sort of sounds better, he's just not bursting through in the polls. So it could very well be that Giuliani will be running against one of the pro-choice Democrats, and then, in fact, the pro-life crowd will not be able to use abortion as their litmus test. And then we'll just have to see what then happens. But in terms of moving towards the party of Reagan, Giuliani is doing it, I think, more authentically, although deeply troubling, but more authentically than anybody else.
All right,
Fred Thompson and Newt Gingrich possibly waiting in the wings.
All right. Well, we're going to have to leave it there. Robert George, editorial page writer for the New York Post, former senior writer for House Speaker Newt Gingrich from 1995 to 1998 in our New York City studios, and from Princeton University, Melissa Harris-Lacewell, associate professor of politics and African-American studies. Thanks, guys.
Thanks
a lot, Roy.